So the feelings you experience during incident response, for me, I think I go through the full spectrum of feelings, and it's not just the bad ones as you might think. So when you first get paged, there's a short time where you might be feeling a bit of dread, or at least a bit afraid. And what you worry about is that you're worried that this is an actual incident and it's affecting our users. So until you kind of figure that out, you're a bit scared, really. And let's say it is a kind of the worst case situation. This is an actual incident and it is affecting our users. Then you kind of switch to this incident response mode where you're very focused. And what your job is then is to, you have to assemble a team. There's a warrant book you have to go through. You have to wake people up if it's in the middle of the night. Then you have to pick a scribe that's responsible for taking notes. And this is a very important role because that's what we'll use later, once the incident is resolved, to figure out how we can improve the system going forward. You also have to pick a communicator that's responsible for keeping the rest of the company updated as you walk through the incident. So while you kind of go through the run book and you assemble your team, you're very focused. At least I'm very focused, and I'm not feeling the dread that I did a moment ago. And once you have the incident response going, it can actually be very exciting. It's still extremely stressful, to me at least. It is like you're feeling stressed throughout the whole thing, but it can also be quite fun. And what you're doing, kind of doing this incident response, is you're trying to figure out what's wrong with the system, and that means you're coming up with hypotheses of what might be wrong, and then you're trying to prove or disprove them together with the team, and that is extremely challenging and extremely fun, for the most of it, I think. It's also where you learn a ton of stuff about your systems. Like, you learn more about your systems when they're broke than when they're working just fine. So I think that part is really fun, and can be very rewarding. So finally, once you've kind of gone through the whole incident and you figure out what's actually wrong with the systems and you've fixed it, then you're done. And that can be extremely fulfilling. And I think at that moment, I'm feeling at least always extremely proud of the team that worked on the incident, and proud of myself for kind of dealing with it without breaking down. And I think that's what makes it in the end worthwhile being on the on-call rotation, is that it's not just like dread and stress. It can also be very fulfilling and challenging and fun, and a great way to bond with your teammates who are in it with you, as you're trying to fix the systems. And I also think eventually, as you get more experience with this kind of incident response, the bad feelings take up less space. I'm definitely less stressed now during incident response than I was when I had my first one. So I think that's what makes it worthwhile in the end.